Welcome to Empowering Success, where you will be learning how to find and build strength in yourself, business, and life. What would it be like if you realized your true potential? How would your life be different if you took advantage of every opportunity to better yourself? Breakthroughs don't evolve in our comfort zone. Your hosts, Emma Bradford and Samantha Katchen, are going to guide you down a path of using self-empowerment as a tool to change your life and the lives of others around you.
Excited to be with you today, and we have some pretty exciting stuff that we're going to talk about, so we're just going to get straight to it. A lot of people have been talking about how we want things to get back to normal or get used to it because this is the new normal, and when something disrupts your life and changes how you do things, it really causes you to dissect every little piece of what's going on around you. This is what we believe is causing so much distress and anxiety surrounding the social distancing, mask wearing, antibacterial spraying society that we are all living in right now. Don't get me wrong, all of these precautions are great and totally necessary, but I'm just dissecting this change in society and questioning its normality like everybody else is. And that really got us thinking, what is normal? And why do we all strive to be this intangible, mysterious thing that everyone else is? Have y'all ever seen High School Musical? Throwback, am I right? Who remembers that song, Stick to the Status Quo? Yes, the one where Corbin Bleu busts out into song in the cafeteria singing about how I've got a confession, my own secret obsession. But what if it wasn't a confession, but an expression of our true selves? It doesn't have to be a secret. We should be proud and embraced for that. If we want to be cool, we should follow one simple rule. Don't conform to the flow. No, no. Make your own status quo. Whew, I was definitely just reliving my glory days of my high school crush on Zac Efron.
You're not the only one.
Thank you. But the point is that we have been trained to be a certain way. And if you really think about it, we are that way because we've learned it from someone or somewhere. And we first learn all of this stuff from our parents and books that we get read to us when we're younger. Then we learn from teachers and peers in school. And finally, for better or worse, we start learning from the media, which we'll talk about a little bit later in this episode. When we're young, girls are taught to play with American Girl dolls and boys are taught to play with G.I. Joes. We wear pants that have red and white stripes on them to school and get called Where's Waldo and quickly learn not to wear crazy outfits, but to just wear jeans and fit in. We see a tall, dark, handsome model with a six-pack and women surrounding them and quickly learn that this is the type of man that you need to be if you want women to give you attention. It's kind of sad that we learn all of this through movies, books, and other things, and that's really the first deep realization that we have that other people are having feelings just like ours, and those deep, intimate thoughts and feelings aren't just ours, but we're all having them as a society together. So, after all of us have suffered from being brainwashed normal our whole lives, what if we were actually taught to have an open mind? What if we were taught that being the same as someone else was actually a disgrace? What if we believed that celebrating differences was the only way to be? What if we were turned on by someone disagreeing with us and actually diving deeper into that conversation with them to learn more about what they believe and why they believe it? There's a laundry list of things that we can go on and on about and think about changing in society, but we have to understand that first, there are different reasons for different seasons, don't you think, Sam?
Absolutely. And you know what, Em? That would be so great if we were taught that from a young age. But, you know, like you said, I think unfortunately from a young age, we are more so taught acceptance, right? We want to be accepted. We have this deep concern for fitting in. We want to belong. We want to be normal. You know, we want to do what everyone else is doing and fit in with the crowd. And I think then we chase this acceptance and this quote unquote normalcy throughout our whole lives in some way, shape, or form. Are we doing what everyone else our age is doing? Are we accomplishing what others in our similar situations in life are accomplishing? You know, and I kind of think of, you guys probably know the board game, like the Game of Life. I don't know, Em, if you played it when you were younger, but I did. And I kind of like to use this example to think about like the things that we think are normal at different stages of life, right? And in the beginning of the game, the first decision is to start college or to start a career. And then from there, you have to continue to make choices throughout the game of life in which way that you wanted to go. From buying a home, to changing careers, to going back to school, to getting married, to having kids, to buying a better house, all the way until the end of the game, your final decision of how you want to retire. And the essence behind the game is going through a quote unquote typical life and making different decisions at different phases of your quote unquote game of life to see who wins at the end. And I think it's pretty interesting too to note that the game of life actually has been around for a long time. And there are many different versions of the game all the way from the 1960s all the way up until 2017. The norms of what to do and the options that they give in the game of life have changed throughout the generations that the game has been around, I think, kind of to go with what's normal during those times of the generations, right? So if you really think about it, this game is kind of setting us up to have these different standards of where we should be at different points in our lives. As we go through and play the game of life, there are different norms of where we should be and what we should be doing at that point of our life. And I know many of us aren't taught this or these norms specifically from this game and the game of life. I'm just using an example, but we are taught these norms from the society around us. I just think the game shows kind of a good example of those quote unquote different norms that we have at different stages in our life. But guys, there is no game of life in the real world. We are all on our own journey. We shouldn't feel shame or stress or upset that we aren't doing the same things or be worried about the same things others are in our stage of life. Different things are important to different people, and that is okay because we are all different. Just because we may not fall into some of these same standards doesn't mean we need to look at ourselves or our situation in any sort of a negative way. Also, the things that matter to us at different phases of our life aren't typically the things that are going to matter to us down the road in our lives. You know, I think it's important to note that we spend a lot of time and energy worrying about what we think is the main concern at the stage of life we're in and thinking those things that we're dealing with are the most important things ever. And if you think about it, maybe all of your friends are getting married and all of your friends are having kids, but you're still dating and you're feeling shame because you think that you should be there and you're not yet. But we have to stop chasing this quote unquote normal and stop comparing ourselves to others and the lives of others and where we think we should be based on where other people in our life are. Just live our lives now for what they are and make them our own. Because anyways, a lot of the time, many of the things that we consider to be odd or strange about us or about where we're at a certain point in life are in reality actually completely average and pretty normal. I personally think that a lot of this comes from comparing ourselves with, again, what we think is normal based on what we see, you know, on our peers and celebrities, social media. That's where we see a lot of this stuff. And we don't know what is going on behind the scenes, but then we use other people's surface level posts about their lives as our comparison and our guidelines of our own lives.
Oh my gosh, the mother of comparison is social media. Can I get an amen?
That's for sure. Amen.
The social media gods were definitely pointing us in the wrong direction when they created stories and likes and views, because now we're always just comparing how many fill in the blanks we have compared to any of our friends. And social media really, I don't know about you guys, but it really makes us think that our lives should be one way or another instead of how it is right now. If you think about it, when do you post on social media? Is it when you lost your job? Is it when you got dumped? Is it when someone else got the promotion? Is it when you failed, lost money on a deal, when you were lied to?
No, I don't think so.
No. Yeah. And see, those are the real things that happen in life.
Right.
We're blinded by social media, thinking that everyone's lives are so fun and captioned just perfectly when in reality, it's just like this made up version of what we want ourselves to be. I don't know if this is true for everyone, but I know I'm definitely guilty of pretending that everything is so amazingly awesome sometimes when it is just plain not. If you're feeling that way, you're not alone. A study from New York Times Consumer Insight Group revealed that motivations that participants cited for sharing information on social media include a desire to reveal valuable and entertaining content to others in order to, get this guys, in order to define themselves, to grow and nourish relationships, and to get the word out about brands and causes that they like and support. Social media influencing, oh my gosh, it influences so many different things in our lives. If you Google social media influencing and just leave the rest blank, here are a few things that come up. Body image, public opinion, jobs, eating disorders, society, mental health, and that's just some of them. But can you believe that about 68% of people that are using social media and sharing on those sites is to build their image and demonstrate who they are and what they stand for? Like, just think about that. The reason you're posting on social media is to define who you are and what you stand for. Wow. That's very vulnerable, and you're really putting yourself out there. A lot of people are. And social media can be a war zone. It can be a war zone where you can get attacked and it can be very destructive to you. Or it can be a great platform for encouragement and negative, positive. I'm more of a positive person, so I'm going to share a positive story. So I was actually noticing on my Instagram when I was scrolling through a couple weeks ago that I just kept seeing all this stuff from celebrities and all these high lives that they were living and how, you know, they had all of the things and all of the people and they were in all the places. And I was like, this is just damage. Like, I was trying to think about how it really was affecting my brain and how it was really affecting me seeing all this stuff all the time. And then I realized that I really didn't even want to see that stuff. It was just like telling me that I needed to be this certain way subconsciously by looking at it. And I realized I don't want to be that way. So I'm going to choose to unfollow all of those accounts, instead following positive accounts and really like filling my timeline with things that I want to see. And so instead of seeing the celebrities, I started seeing the whole food nutrition and like the outdoor stuff. And it just started impacting me in a more positive way.
I was going to say that probably makes a difference.
Oh my gosh, it makes a huge difference. And I was actually mentioning this to my boyfriend and he was like, yeah, but that's half the problem with social media is that then you see stuff that you like and then you stay on it. And that's not really a problem for me. I'm pretty good about being like, okay, I was on here for 5 minutes. I need to get off.
Right. Controlling the time on social media. But I agree. Like, I didn't like unfollow certain things, but I did as of late, like start to try to follow more accounts that promote good mental health and being positive and things like that. And I noticed too, like, it's just nice. I'm more apt to go on and scroll through social media when I am like seeing positive things and things that are going to help my mental growth and my personal growth, instead of going on to see like things that are just mind numbing and things that are going to help like make me compare myself in a negative way to other people. Like, controlling your social media account kind of helps with that problem, I guess, we have in social media and comparison, if you're putting the right things in front of you, you know?
Right. And that was kind of my point, is that like you're in control. So, you know, take control of your social media and kind of decide that that's what you're going to do. But in general, social media makes it so hard to find our normal in life when constantly comparing ourselves to others. Sometimes I wish that I had a private social media account so that I could just go post on there for me to like remember the things that I do and places I go, like a digital scrapbook or something. So if anybody knows about that, let me know. But the point is that we are trying so hard to live these lives that we think we should be living and doing these things that we should be doing. How will you use your social media powers? Because I know what I will choose. Social media makes us think that life is supposed to be this shiny glass ball, but fails to tell us that it is normal to feel things that are not amazing or super fun. But I actually recently learned that from a book that I read, that it's normal to feel pain. And I used to do everything I could to try and avoid it. I started laughing, actually, when I realized that, hey, everything wasn't supposed to be perfect. And, you know, I could actually mess up or do something wrong and feel pain. But it wasn't only okay, but how it was normal and how that is how life is actually supposed to be, you know.
That's so true, Emma. Yeah, you made a lot of good points there. And I think if we want to continue to grow and change as a society, we have to leave these quote unquote standards, this normal, this fitting in the past. And I mean, I think we are evolving. I will say, like, more people in the public eye, at least I'm noticing, are starting to be more open, emotional, vulnerable, and sharing their stories and their imperfections. Alicia Keys, Lewis Howes, Brené Brown, Glennon Doyle, Jay Shetty. These are just some of my favorites. If you haven't listened to their podcast or checked out any of their books, I 10 out of 10 highly recommend any and all of these people. I think self-love and self-acceptance starts with not comparing yourself to others and not putting yourself in this box where there are these standards of normals and norms of what you think it should or shouldn't be. It all ties in with us having these preconceived notions of normal. And I think a start to working on getting rid of those is self-love and self-acceptance for who we are and where we are in our lives. I had mentioned a couple people, Alicia Keys, for example. She has a book called More Myself, and she talks about her journey into finding herself and not being who everyone was trying to make her out to be to fit in the public eye as she got famous. You know, she has a really good story of how she was kind of influenced to be someone other than herself to fit in and be this image that they wanted her to be, and you know, her journey into then finding herself and letting that shine through. Lewis Howes, I don't know if any of you have heard of him. I've actually recently just started to get to know more about him and listening to his podcast, but he has a podcast called The School of Greatness, where he talks about so many different topics. It's aimed to inspire everyone individually to unlock their own inner greatness and live their best lives. He was a two-time American athlete who actually as a child was sexually abused. And for years, I think not until his 30s, he didn't admit that to anyone. He didn't talk about it. He didn't open up about his sexual abuse for the fear of not fitting in and not being normal as this athlete in this image he was supposed to have. And now people looking at him differently if he were to admit that. And now he uses his platform to encourage people that going through things like that is okay. And you will be accepted, and holding on to things and hiding it in fear of not fitting in and not being the image you think you're supposed to be, holding on to it and hiding it in fear of not fitting in is not what you need to be doing. And this is exactly my point here. We need more people like this to continue to change and evolve society out of this normal standard and into, you know, like I was saying earlier, making not being normal normal. Brené Brown also has an audiobook called The Power of Vulnerability. I just recently finished, I just shared that with you recently too, where she talks about how in our culture, we as a society associate vulnerability with emotions like weakness, fear, uncertainty, and shame. We think being vulnerable is shameful. But when we dare to drop that armor of wanting to fit in and allow ourselves to be open and vulnerable, our true authentic selves with no regard to other people's opinions of that, that is when we will live our most meaningful lives. And Glennon Doyle also has some great books that dive into some of these same topics, as well as Jay Shetty's podcast called On Purpose that I definitely recommend. They are both amazing as well. And two other people that are using their platform to spread messages like these. I really think we need to feed that energy in those people. Yes. Because they are on the right track here.
Yeah.
We have to unlearn what we've learned, you guys, when it comes to this quote unquote normal. I think that's step one. We've created this false reality for ourselves. So now I believe it's on us to do the work to continue to evolve society in the way that things are. In order to do this, we actually have to do the work. Educate yourself, learn, dive deep, listen to these people I mentioned and many more people out there that are using their platforms for good and to do work like this. Continue to want to grow, learn, and become a better person and version of yourself. Spread kindness, don't judge, accept people for who they are, and get rid of expectations and standards. I think then actually putting the things you learn and some of the things I just said into live action in your own life is the final step to implement change here. It's not easy, but when we can truly accept ourselves for who we are, then we can accept others for who they are. And it's a trickle-down effect that hopefully can continue to spread throughout society today. And finally, get rid of the notion that being normal and fitting in is the way to be and just be your truest and most authentic self.
We hope you can use these techniques to empower success in yourself, business, and life. Thanks for listening, and we hope you enjoyed this week's episode. Please be sure to subscribe, rate, and send us your feedback.
The best compliment we receive is when you recommend our podcast to someone you know.
Stay up to date on everything Empowering Success by following us on social media at Empowering Success in You.
If you missed something or want to go back and dive a little bit deeper, visit our website at www.empoweringsuccessinyou.com.
We appreciate your support and encourage you to submit your questions and thoughts. So message us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Or you can send an email to empoweringsuccessinyou@gmail.com.
We look forward to seeing you here next week, where we will be taking the next steps on the journey to empowering success.